Blog Talk Radio.
That never happened to the other fella. Hey, James Bostic, Conservative's Perspective here. Where the hell are we? On Blog Talk Radio, Patriot Nation. If it's Tuesday, that's where we should be anyway. And that's how we do it. We do it live Tuesdays and Thursdays when I freaking feel like it at 7 p.m. It's been that way lately, haven't it? I've just been the world champion hit and miss. I'm cool with that. I don't care. There's been a few things going on. But anyway, it's Tuesdays and Thursdays is what we originally agreed upon. And it's at 7 p.m. on Thursdays. This is Thursday. This evening, it will be at 8 o'clock coming up, Mark Hoffman, El Guapo, the handsome one, with Patriot Nation Radio live. And he'll be doing what he does. He's got Royale De Niro coming on tonight. They're going to be talking about some social constructs that need to be maybe deconstructed or reconstructed or at least seriously remodeled. And we have a recorded incarnation of the program that goes out on Mojo 50 Radio Network, Mojo50.com. If you aren't listening, you should be, because it's the very best in conservative and libertarian talk radio. Well, the Schiff Show starts tonight as advertised. 6 televised bullshit hearings revealing nothing new at all. And the former president of ABC News handling the video production of this self-insistent pageant. So look for somber music. Look for a lot of slow-mo in the montage. Look for a lot of engineered dramatic moments. Look for a lot of bullshit, because that's what it's going to be. Schiff, bullshit. That's why we got the Schiff Show. 6 nights. 6 nights of this crap. fundamentally what you're going to see is an 18-hour long, I guess, 6 nights, 3 hours each night, I'm guessing. Who knows how long they'll run. They could go into extra innings on this. An 18-hour Democrat campaign ad is what we're looking at. So there's that. And some skeezer dick cheese tried to kill him. You know, he got caught about a block, I think, away from Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh's house. He wanted to kill him. Had a knife, had a gun, had some burglar's tools, and wanted to kill Kavanaugh. I guess because of all those girls he raped back when he was a senior in high school. Now, since the leaking of the draft opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade, some clerk, some sniveling, spineless, unprincipled, crass some other words I'm not going to use. I've already used. I'm back. Where did I go? What's going on? Are you talking about? Anyway, apparently there was some dead air, maybe a connection that was not quite right. Anyway, welcome. And we're talking about the Schiff Show. And we're talking about the draft opinion that Justice Alito wrote concerning Roe v. Wade. Well, immediately this moves the left into, you know, so they sit up straight, they clutch at their pearls, and then they basically run around the room like their hair was on fire and their asses were catching, thinking this is a big deal. This is not what it's called states' rights, people. And it's been around as long as the damn country. California, good example, all right? California, pretty crappy state. Used to be the golden state. Now it's the golden shower state. I don't know. It's just a bunch of weirdos out there. And, you know, they're cool with abortion up to, I think, maybe the first 2 or 3 years after birth. They're just, they don't, it doesn't mean anything to them. And as a state, California's legislature can say, hell yeah. You can have an abortion. Not only can you have an abortion, we're going to make it legal up to 3 years after birth. You know, so it doesn't work out. The kid's a problem. You know, he's a smart ass. What if 3 years? You got 3 years to figure it out. Yeah, they can say, fine, that's what we're going to do. Now, another more pious state, Utah, for example. I'm just picking out a state. You know, I don't know what their opinion is on it. I think, you know, it's a law of the land in a manner of speaking, so there's not too much I can do. But in this case, if the Supreme Court overturns this bad law, and when I say a bad law, I'm speaking from not necessarily a moral perspective, but I suppose that plays into it. But it was just ill-conceived and brought to life in a very poor fashion. Utah can say, no, we're not going to do abortions. We're not going to do any abortions at all. We'll work to find, we'll work to find adoptive services, you know, to work with keeping, you know, but we're not going to do abortions here. You want to go to New Mexico and get an abortion? Fine. Go to New Mexico and get an abortion. Those people have no souls anyway. But I mean, if you go to California, everybody knows they're crazy. So, and then there are other states that would be more middle of the road. Texas, as a matter of fact, no abortions after 15 weeks, which is reasonable. I don't think that there's a problem with that. I don't think it takes 15 weeks to agonize over whether or not you're going to have an abortion. the left has taken this and they've turned it into an absolute. They're lying, of course, but they're saying they want to do away with abortions. We're going to have to go back into the alleys and grab our coat hangers, guys, because that's what these evil Republicans want to do after they get done killing all the homosexuals and black people. They're going to keep us from killing our children. Bastards. But that's what it means. Now, how does all this tie in to the Kavanaugh assassination attempt and the left? Well, okay, here we go. 2 years ago, when Justice Kavanaugh had either, I think he had been confirmed by this time or he was nominated. I think this is when he was confirmed. Chuck Schumer, who I am reliably informed is a remarkably intelligent man, but damn, he's stupid on TV. Good God. Anyway, here's what he had to say. And I'm thinking this is about a year and a half, 2 years. Well, back during the time of the whole Kavanaugh brouhaha.
Inside the walls of this court, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments, as you know, for the first major abortion right cases since Justices Kavanaugh and Justices Gorsuch came to the bench. We know what's at stake. Over the last 3 years, women's reproductive rights have come under attack in a way we haven't seen in modern history. From Louisiana to Missouri to Texas, Republican legislatures are waging a war on women, all women, and they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions. The bottom line is very simple. We will stand with the American people. We will stand with American women. We will tell President Trump and Senate Republicans who have stacked the court with right-wing ideologues that you're going to be gone in November and you will never be able to do what you're trying to do now ever, ever again. You hear that over there on the far right? You're gone in November. We are here to send these folks a message, not on our watch. So let me ask you, my friends, are we going to let Republicans undo a woman's right to choose? Are we going to stay quiet as they try to turn back the clock? Are we going to give up or waver when things get tough? No, we're going to stand together in one voice and take a stand on behalf of women and families throughout the country. We're going to stand against all these attempts to restrict a woman's right to choose, and we will win.
An unrestricted war on women. Chuck Schumer says that by reverting the issue of abortion, you know, the Supreme Court laws, you know, the rules have been overturned. Okay, constitutional amendments have been overturned. Prohibition much, anybody? And then it was repealed. Slavery was cool there for a while, and then we figured out, nah, I better not do that. And so, you know, the 14th Amendment. Oh, God. So this idiot, who Mike Cutler tells me is a pretty intelligent guy, and Mike knows what the hell he's talking about, says, you know, that we're declaring a war on women. This is the same guy who will tell you it is totally cool for a dude. Okay, that would be the birthing person with the penis. can go into the bathroom where the penisless people go and have always gone. Tradition is where they go. Okay, the ladies' room. It's a special place for penisless people to go in, pee and poo, powder the nose, you take care of business. All right, it's their place, man. It's their place. But Chuck Schumer and most of those on the left are the kind of people that say it's perfectly cool. We got to go back to the penis guy again. To the penis person who imagines himself to be a penisless person, to go into the no penises allowed room, and who the hell knows what happens? I know what happens. Women and little girls get hurt by people like that, okay? The penisless people get preyed upon by the penis people because those penisless people, you know, they're innocent. They don't expect that, and then in comes this. I wonder if the CIA's counted how many times I've said penis in the last 3 minutes. But you get the idea, all right? You get the idea, all right? But that's not a war on women. Chuck Schumer's the kind of guy that lets, again, we got to go into the penis, non-penis thing. Penis people compete in athletic events where they clearly dominate, once again, over the penisless people. There are folks on the left who adamantly, steadfastly, willfully refuse to identify what a woman is biologically. It's easy. It's a penisless person. They're vaginal. They're not penis. Okay? Liberals, just for to clear this up for you left-wing kooks out there, males are penis people. Females are vaginal people. It's always been, Adam and Eve, it's been that way forever, man. I don't know why you guys think simply by wishing you can make it so, which is what they do. They take a person, body dysmorphia, if they genuinely suffer from it and they're not just using it as a means to exploit the vaginal people, is a very serious psychological disorder. You need treatment. I don't necessarily know if you need hospitalization, but you certainly need treatment. You need counseling. You need help to work through it. You need some means of coming to terms with the reality of certain situations. It is that clear. It's that simple. But when you try to say it like that, these are the people that, you know, they signal, man. They pose. They look at me and my care about the weird. And it's just, you know, it's just so old. It's just so canned. So you have the left saying all these different things, accusing those of us in center right of all these horrible things. And in psychology, they call it projection. And, you know, we all pretty much know what it is, but for those of you that came in late, fundamentally, projection is when you accuse those around you of doing the things that you actually do yourself. Projection. You project your motivations, your thoughts, your ideas onto other people, and then you castigate them about it. And there's a lot of projection that goes on the left. I know you're still wondering where the hell I'm going with everything that I've talked about. The memos leaked. the left whips their base up into a frenzy, which is pretty easy to do because they're like, I don't know, like turkeys. You get a bunch of turkeys, like, you know, like at a turkey farm, you know, you got hundreds of turkeys there, and throw up your hand like you're feeding them, and that's what they do. And so they do this, and they get these people all jacked up thinking that abortion's going to be taken away. Abortion's not going to be taken away. It will be up to the several states, the individual states, to decide. Well, yeah, we can protest. First thing they do, they start organizing these people, and they start revealing where the Supreme Court justices live. And the next thing you know, these people are standing on their yard. They're raising up hell. They're chanting there all night. Now, this can be a very, very frightening thing. All right, we saw it during the Black Lives Matter riots. These guys were going into neighbors. Now, you just think about that. And you know, it's like, you know, the scene in the movies with the torches and the pitchforks. They tried to break in and almost did break in Tucker Carlson's house when they doxed him a couple of years ago. His wife and children were there alone. Can you imagine how horrifying that's got to be? How unnerving that's got to be? What a tense situation that would be? Merrick Garland, Attorney General of the United States, head of the Justice Department, served as a judge for 10 years with Brett Kavanaugh. He knows who Brett Kavanaugh is. He knows what's been happening not only to Brett Kavanaugh in his assassination attempt, but in the doxing of the Supreme Court justices' home addresses and the protesting and the intimidation, the bullying tactics that the left is using with these crowds. He does nothing. He does nothing. So tonight, to take our minds off what probably somewhere in the country's got to be $6.50 a gallon gas, supply chain issues that haven't even been addressed, supply chain issues that have only been acknowledged. And what did they do in San Diego Harbor with all these ships that were stacked up? They moved them 50 miles out to sea. Now you can't see them. The riots, the stolen election, the violence, I think there are over 60 George Soros-backed prosecuting attorneys in this country that are freeing criminals. I don't know what else you want to say. And they're doing all these things. And everything is designed to unravel the threads that weave the fabric of our society. They have bastardized and corrupted the educational system in this country from kindergarten to the university system. During the recent, I'm using my air fingers, quote, pandemic, they worked assiduously to dismantle the church and organized religion. They promote everything which is completely contrary to the American way of life. And I know that's kind of a trite, used, worn-out, cliched thing, but, you know, there is such a thing. And it ties in with American exceptionalism. And these people reject that. That's why all these things are happening. That's why we got a porous border, an attack on the Second Amendment, an ongoing attack on the First Amendment, which, by the way, if you don't have the Second Amendment, I guarantee you, you're not going to have a First Amendment. And they do nothing. They do nothing. Here's what Representative, well, they're having their hearings. They turn a blind eye to all this, to all the violence of BLM, to all the violence of the George Floyd riots, to all the violence of Antifa. We want to go back all the way to Occupy Wall Street, all these various paramilitary arms of the Democrat Party. Violence, what violence? Police officers were killed in scores. Citizens, senior citizens, were beaten, kicked, knocked to the pavement for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Protesters, when they were hauled off, rioters, when they were hauled off for damaging public property or committing either property or physical violence, they were let go. No consequences. The January 6th, where American citizens who had legitimate and very real concerns and worries about the integrity of the last presidential election congregated in D.C. Things went bad. Things went bad. I'm not exactly sure what happened. I feel... To help cement power in the 1930s, about 1933, 1934, somewhere around in there, the Nazis got this stooge. The Nazis set fire to the Reichstag building. And then they blamed it on this patsy, this Polish communist. And it cemented their power because, well, you got to vote for us. We're the only people in Germany that are tough on communists. We want them out of here. And look what they're going to do. Look what this one guy did. He burned down the Reichstag building. Just imagine what 100 communists could do. Just imagine what 1,000 could do. And the Nazis ceded to power. And that's, I think that there's a certain amount, they call them black flag operations, and I don't want to get too conspiracy leaning or aluminum foil hat wearing. Although, the most convincing evidence of a conspiracy is its success. And there's a lot of that around. But I think there were elements of it that were contrived, that were engineered. And that's what they're going to look at tonight. So tonight, it's a show trial. Well, the next 6 nights or however long they're going to do it. It is not going to be as good as Roots, man. It's not going to be as good as Northern South or Northern South Book 2. Ixnay, not going to happen. But it just has to do, and there's, you know, we always look for some kind of an exotic or an esoteric or really intricate or sophisticated or complex or nuanced explanation for it. There's good and there's evil. There's right and there's wrong. Sometimes it's accidental, but usually not. What do you call these people? What do you call these people who were throwing a fit because they can't abort a child up to and beyond the moment of birth? What do you call these people who are actively grooming elementary school kids in terms of trying to co-opt their sexual orientation? or their identification. How is that good? How is that just? How is that compassionate? How does this promote the proper, stable upbringing of a child? They turn a blind eye to violence and they work as hard as they can to disarm the private citizen so that he will be further defenseless against it. Does that sound like someone who loves this country, who wants what's best for this country's citizenry? Look at what they're doing at the border. How is that good for American citizens? How is going from being energy independent to $6.50 a gallon gas, and how are these things good? Where is the benefit? Who, more importantly? Cui bono? Who benefits? Well, we know some of the people who benefit, don't we, Hunter? My God, we sure do. We'll be back with more of ACP in just a little bit.
Time to boogie-woogie down the roof. Meet a few hicks traveling down Route 66.
the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Ever since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with the cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Ooh,
ooh, ooh. Rock the boat.
Rock on with your baby.
Rock the boat.
Rock on with your baby.
Rock the boat.
Rock on with your baby.
Rock the boat.
Roll yeah, roll yeah, roll yeah, baby.
Rock the boat.
Roll yeah, roll yeah, baby.
Rock the boat. Rock the boat.
That's right.
That's right.
Whoa, man. Calm down. Oh, yeah. Nah, relax, dudes. I'm still here. I'm just trying to figure this out. Okay. James Bostic, a conservative perspective.
Damn it, man. What is going on here?
And we're back. James Bostic, a conservative perspective on the Patriot Nation Radio Network here at Blog Talk Radio. How was that for a change up, man? We went from the kings of Western swing with a sleep at the wheel to the Hughes Corporation. Every now and then I'll do stuff like that. Actually, they were both in the R's. It was Route 66 and Rock the Boat. So, yeah, scroll down there. What? But when I saw it, I said, hey, that's going to be a hell of a change up. I was just not dead air. I was just singing. And you would have thought I did that during the music break, but I'm usually singing. I don't know what time they're going to start. They're probably not going to start till 9 o'clock. They'll do it, you know, like Dallas or Dynasty or, you know, something like that. And they'll put it on late at prime time, and then they'll just bloviate. And everybody will get their chance to get up in front. It's show business for ugly people. I think it was Lee Atwater. He was a Texas political consultant. I can't remember who he worked with. Maybe George W., but no, H.W. I think it was the old man. He worked with George H.W., and he might have worked a little bit with Ronnie Reagan, too. But, you know, and he's absolutely right. These people get up, especially during the hearings. It's bad enough on CNN. It's bad enough when they're doing a high-profile witness, say like Dr. Anthony Fauci or Michael Cohen, whoever it is, you know, it doesn't matter. And, you know, if it's a Democrat's boy, here's what's going to happen. They're going to run cover, okay? They're going to run cover. They're going to run the flack for him. They're going to take it easy on him. They're going to hand him softballs. They're going to tell him what a great guy he is and how much we love him. And like with Fauci, you know, they protected him. And, you know, we don't think you should have stopped at two masks, Doc. We think you should have just kept on going. And we would have wore them with you. We've just covered ourselves in masks, if that's what you had said. Oh, great God of the quarantine. And then you got the Republicans, the guys especially, like I was going to say Paul Ryan, but that ain't it, from Kentucky, Rand Paul. And, you know, Rand Paul would go after him hammer and tong every single time. And every single time, Fauci got agitated. He got squirmy. He got ticked off because there was no way of getting out of Rand Paul's questions, his examination. But this, oh, my God, they haven't had anything like this since Iran-Contra. But they don't really count Iran-Contra. They haven't had anything like this since Watergate. You'll probably hear that tonight a lot. Reminiscent of the Watergate hearings of 50 years ago, the anniversary of those coming up this summer, 1972, 73, 74. This would have been the anniversary of the Watergate break-in, summer of 1972. And here we are 50 years later. And what are the Democrats doing? You're going to hear it. You're going to hear it tonight. It's my prediction. They're going to talk about Watergate. And they're going to talk about as bad as Watergate was. Watergate was so bad, which it really wasn't. But it was like the first of its kind is what made it bad. Believe me, since then, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, Afghanistan. All the money that the Biden family made through that corrupt crackhead pervert Hunter. From all the corrupt tin pot dictators and commie bastards that his dad steered in his direction. Yeah, there's lots worse scandals than Watergate. And they're using this because they're going to try and blame Donald Trump for all this. They're going to try and blame Donald Trump and his administration for secretly coordinating with the Proud Boys and other secret racist white supremacist villains, ne'er-do-wells, whatever you want to call us, snidely whiplashes, and that we were going to take over the country. We were going to overthrow the government, and we were going to murder these people on the steps of the Capitol, and we were going to let their blood fill the well of the Senate. Hey. You know, no, never mind. Anyway, but that's what they would have you believe was going to happen. And that's what they're going to try and say is going to happen tonight. I know of no new evidence from even the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of interviews and videos from January 6th, which hopefully tonight I'm going to be getting in touch with a fellow named Sam Ruffnall. I met at the last Rock the Red, not the one coming up, but the last Rock the Red. I think he might be at this one too. But anyway, he has seen, it was a phenomenal amount, 14,000 hours of video footage from various video sources from that day. And we're going to have Sam come on, hopefully we can get in touch with him and talk about it. He's with Sean Witzman there with Stop the Hate. And we'll get him on because he knows a lot about this. What he is at this time at liberty to say is another story, but he may be able to point us in certain directions. But they're going to do this, and they're going to make this thing look terrible. They're going to, and you know, never mind that in Portland, Washington, Antifa people and Black Lives Matter people tried to burn down a police station with the cops in it. Oh, yeah. more than once. How many cops did BLM kill in the Black Lives Matter movement and the George Floyd riots? Somebody look it up, man. It's a phenomenal amount. Nobody talks about it. Okay, that's cool. See, Democrats aren't worried about that. And apparently they weren't worried about January 6th because there was an after action report, I guess is the best way to say it, conducted by the D.C. police a year ago. So 6 months after the fact, 6 months after January 6th, they come to the conclusion that there were egregious mistakes made in terms of response times and in terms of when Capitol Police were given the go-ahead to do what needed to be done in terms of crowd dispersal or crowd control. And there were never, ever, ever enough cops assigned to handle that inflow. They just didn't do it. It was that nothing was done. The president made provisions for the National Guard to be called out to make sure everything was cool. Nancy Pelosi said, no, we're not going to do that. And she didn't even call out the Capitol Police. This could have all been done. So is it really a malicious vox populi that took place that day? Intent on violence, intent on mayhem. Yeah, I think there were some there. Were they motivated by the same thing that prompted people with legitimate concerns about the election to be there? No. Reichstag. The Reichstag fire. It's an old trick. It's been used a bunch of times. And they're going to use it again. And we're going to see 6 nights of violence, of yelling, of smoke, of screams of people flooding the Capitol. We're going to hear testimony. They're going to reveal evidence of people doing this, people doing whatever. And again, the somber music, the slow motion photography. The guy was hit. He was the president of ABC News. You think they don't know how to sell this thing as a disaster? You think they don't know how to wag the dog on this? And they're going to try. The only saving grace, if there is one, the only saving grace is that the bulk, a very large segment of the American people see this for what it is. And it would appear, and I'm cautiously optimistic, even though it might be too late anyway, more and more people are becoming aware of this. There's a lot more dissatisfaction that's coming into play. People understand that the things that are happening are not good. There's no benefit to the citizen. There's no decency here because these people are, if they're not immoral, which, you know, based on their attitudes and some of the platforms in their ideology and in their political movement, yeah, they're immoral. They're a pretty immoral bunch. But I also think that could also be, you know, the argument could be that they're amoral. You know, they don't have any morals, good or bad. I mean, they're opportunists. They're power seekers. And every single one of them would happily sacrifice this country at the altar of their ideology or at the altar of their own agenda. See, you have people like Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein, bless her heart, and Merrick Garland and Hillary Clinton and David Hogg. You remember David Hogg head there, the boy? Yeah, okay. All right, you have all these people, and all these people on the left. They sacrifice the country in the name of their ideology, in the name of power, in the name of the progressive Marxism that runs the Democrat Party now. Joe Biden, clearly a creep. His son, a creep off the old block. They would happily and have happily sacrificed this nation at the altar of their own personal agenda. Joe Biden's been in politics for 55 years, and he's done nothing, nothing at all, nothing, except enrich himself and his family on the taxpayers' nickel. There's nothing good about Joe Biden. Nothing. Well, his wife and daughter got killed. Yeah, that's sad. But he's still not a good man. He never was. Again. Oh, man, I got to wrap this up. We're coming down to it. Everybody, you know, all these people on TV, they try to give you these sophisticated, intricate, and nuanced and complicated explanations for why the people on the left do what they do. They're no good, okay? That's why they're no good, and they hate this country. Something happened somewhere along the way. They're not like us. And I hate to say that it's an us and them thing because we're all Americans. As our pal Mike Cutler likes to say, and he's absolutely right. And a couple of guys like me and Mike, you know, can be, he's not a Republican, he's a Democrat. Been a Democrat all his life. He's not going to change. But if a couple of guys like me and Mike can be friends, be good friends, then, you know, there's hope for the country. But these people, they're not like us. They're greedy, they're corrupt, they're selfish, they're unfeeling, vicious. The citizens of this country have absolutely no meaning to these people at all. Beyond ruling and enforcing their will upon the rest of us, that's the only meaning we have to these people. It's not complicated. It's not complicated at all. We see it in stories as old as the Bible and older. There is good, there's evil. And there are times when evil carries the day. Good doesn't always triumph every time. Sometimes good's got to get back up and shake itself off, go all squinty-eyed and get down to business. It doesn't have to be any more complicated. We don't need any greater understanding of these people than they're not like us. They don't want what's best for American citizens. They want what's best for their sick, socialist, fascistic, totalitarian bullshit that they want to throw over on everybody, and we can't let it happen. And, okay, here ends the lesson. ACP is heard here Tuesdays and Thursdays when I am of a mind to, it seems like these days. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesdays, the American Allegiance Show with our pal Kevin White, doing great stuff, doing good radio. Really proud of that. And then coming up here in just about a minute or so, the grand strategist himself, the field marshal, the general, the handsome one, Mark Hoffman, going to be up with Roy Aldenaro here in just a few minutes. I want to thank you guys for the opportunity to get to talk with you. I say it all the time. We live in interesting times, and it's not always a good thing. But if we're mindful and we are vigilant and we are unyielding in those things, we stand shoulder to shoulder and we lean into it, and these guys cannot push us back. They simply cannot. Thank you, guys. That's all the time we've got. We'll be back next week taking a look at things as we do through a conservative perspective. And now, 1 minute and 10 seconds early, because I know you guys can't wait, and I'm not going to make it, El Guapo, the handsome one himself, Mark Hoffman. Hey, Mark.
Am I live?
You are live, baby. You are not Memorex. You are live.
I'm having some technical issues with my new equipment here. I don't know if this is I'm not here. Well, maybe my headphones are broken.
I'm sorry. That'll probably clear up when I'm out of here, but, yeah, it wouldn't hurt to get you some headphones to beat that feedback loop. Just a little bit of reverb in your voice. Other than that, you sound terrific.
Yeah, I think my headphones are no good. I'm going to have to see if I can find a new set when I do a little ad running in the beginning of the show here.
Okay.
You know,
listen,
what I mean?
I'm going to get out of here, man. I'm talked out. I'm glad to have you here with us, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is, the guy you've been waiting on, Mark Hoffman. Have a terrific show, my man.
All right, James, thanks a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, that's James Bostic and A Conservative's Perspective, heard two nights a week here, Tuesdays and Thursdays, on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, 7 p.m. Eastern, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. You don't want to miss out on that show. You hear things through a conservative's perspective. And, of course, the American Allegiance show with author Kevin White, Wednesdays, also 7 p.m., Achieving Great Things at the Patriot Nation Radio Network, and soon looking forward to the return of Gonzalo Duran to the network. All right, ladies and germs, it's showtime here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Well, I don't know, folks. I'm not picking up my microphone and my headphones, and I can't find another set of headphones. So, here we go. I was able to hear James, so when Royale calls in here in a few minutes, we will be able to rock and roll the show. Because I guess I can see my mic monitor is working, so I must be broadcasting. I'm told I was having a little reverb, so let's go with that. Hello, let's see. Oh, there's my mic. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm there. Now I can hear. Ready? Watch this. Here we go. Now I'm back in action. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I'm going to reach out to our guest real fast, Roy Aldenaro, Trigger Nation. Of course, if you know him and you follow his stuff and you watch him on, you know, on the pages, you know who he is. But tonight you're going to find out all about him. He's a great, hardworking, America-loving, Trump-supporting patriot, and he's no joke. My evening prayer has come up, so we will start the show with this little inspiration, Bible verse, and prayer. I like doing that now. I think it's a wonderful thing. I might even do a Bible show one day. Who knows? Hereby, no, this is 1 John 4, verse 13, King James. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his spirit. Yes, indeed, folks. And there's a little inspiration that goes with this Bible verse, and it says so many believers spend their time not really sure if they are saved, because they find themselves stumbling at times. They become unsure of their position in Christ. You will sometimes hear these people say, after going to the altar, I got saved again. This need for reassurance comes from lack of understanding of how the Spirit of God works. The Bible tells us that God has given us his Spirit. It dwells within us. But it is only through love and our understanding of God's love that his Spirit is able to effect change in us. When his Spirit begins to influence our hearts, that is the clearest evidence we can have that we remain in him and he in us. God's Spirit bears witness in our lives to what God has done in our hearts. Dear Lord, thank you for your Spirit. You abide in my heart and teach me your ways. Your love changes my heart and my mind, and I am indeed made new. I pray that all men may see your working through me, and the evidence of your presence in my life shows in my actions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There you go. We got our nightly prayer on our little Bible app. You should, everybody should have one. They're good to have. I'm going to reach out real quick to our guest. And while we wait for the guest, maybe we could play a jam. Let's see what we got here. Ladies and gentlemen, I know I like some good music. Everybody likes a good song from time to time. We want to take our minds off a little bit of, you know, all the hoopla that's going on out there. Are you tired? Do you want to tune into a show and just hear about gun control and monkeypox and blah, 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 Joe Biden this and that and the other thing? Oh, man, I just sometimes don't even care anymore, you know. Patriots are patriots till the end, no matter what. But do we have to beat ourselves over the head with it constantly? I don't know, But sometimes we do. And so right now, I'm going to enjoy. Let me see if I get this on here. Make sure we got everything good. Play some music. This happens to be one of my favorite new songs out while I reach out to my guest. Let's see, I'll find it here for you, folks, in my list of favorites. There's a song known as Fill My Cup. It's by a gentleman named Andrew Rip. It's one of my favorites. Let's see if it comes over to speakers. Yep, it's coming over. We're going to let these ads run out, and I'll crank this up a little bit. All right, here we go.
I was born far from home, but I've been thriving in the wonder of the great golden streak. Ooh, fill my cup, Lord. Run it over. Give me love, give me joy, give me peace. Fill my cup, Lord. Run it over. I am your child indeed. Lord, I need you. Fill my cup. Fill my house of
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Andrew Rip. Fill my cup. You can hear that on the Joy FM, the Christian contemporary radio station that covers Georgia, Alabama, and Florida, Deep South Bible Belt stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. We dig it. We love it. And you can hear it in Orlando. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have a featured guest, and he is on hold. He is with us. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, our good friend, Roy Al. Welcome, brother.
How are you? How are you? Thank you for the introduction.
Yes, indeed. You know, it's just a little something I've been starting to do at the beginning of every show is just kick out a prayer. You know, why not? God is great.
Yes, sir.
Always.
Every day, man. Every day, man. We got to give him praise. We have to give him the credit.
Amen. Good, bad, and indifferent. Everything is done, and in the end, will be for good. So that's what we've promised. We shall see. I believe. I have the faith. That's what faith is all about, folks. You will wait, and you will see, and you will believe. And if it's true, hallelujah, you made it. If not, then oh well, but it's like the saying goes, I would rather have a gun and not need it than need a gun and not have it. I would love to have Jesus and not need it than not have it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Man, and I need them every day. I need them every day, man. You know, no matter what happens in my life, man. No matter how far I come in life, you know, I know that I've only made it this far because of Jesus Christ. I've only made
Amen.
It this far. You know, all that, you know, I tell people all the time, man, you know, with all that's happened in my life, the only reason that, you know, that I haven't completely lost my mind or I'm not in some mental facility or something is because of the grace and the peace of the Lord, you know, on my side and God walking with me and carrying me through, man, because I can tell you, and I know that you know just exactly how I feel. There's just been some days, man, where you're just like, you just, you know, you would have just lost it, and you feel like just losing. You feel like, why do I even care? You want to just completely lose it. And had it not been for the good Lord and keeping us sane, man, we all would have probably lost it a long time ago, you know?
Yep. And the more I shift my focus in his direction, the easier things seem to become. All right, yeah, there's trials, there's tribulation, there's heartache and pain. But you know what? It's so much easier when the worry, anxiety, and stress is at the feet of the cross.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Amen.
Sir. Yes, sir.
So, my friend, it's been a long time, man. How you been?
I've been pretty good, man. You know, I've been working on a few projects and everything, and I will say I've had some challenges, but God is good. And one thing, you know, I heard you talking, you know, earlier, and I really do appreciate, I want to let you know from me, man, I appreciate the fact that even in the midst of all this darkness that you're still doing what you're doing, I feel like your son is going to be better for it. You know, I feel like you're going to be better for it, the country will be better for it, our state, you know, everything, man. And so I've seen a lot of people who were proud to be American, and they were, you know, and it was all, you know, it was all gravy as long as, you know, it was all cool on the gravy train with Trump. And as soon as he left, you know, everybody, you know, well, not everybody, but, you know, you've seen a lot of so-called patriots just fall by the wayside. And you know, it's good to see, you know, it's good to see that you were still in, which shows, you know, that that you were a patriot before Trump, with Trump, after Trump, with Trump again, and all around. You know, the patriot doesn't stop. Our patriotism is in our hearts, so it doesn't stop, you know, regardless of who's in office. Although we don't want the one in office, but the patriotism doesn't stop. One way or another, you know, we're still fighting for what's right, you know?
Right. And one of our duties as American citizens, folks, is when they are threatening to steal our God-given rights, you dial in to 202-224-3121 and ask for your representative. Don't ask for your representative. Ask for, like, the representatives in Chicago and Washington, D.C. and New York, and blast them about what they're about to vote on. And tell them that everybody's watching. You don't want to vote for that. We're going to be, you know, you want to get reelected, especially in these soft states, you know, where these guys got to be in the middle because half and half. You know, if they're not in the middle, they never get elected. So they have to, like Manchin and Sinema. You know, you got them too.
But McCarthy is another one.
Yep.
But McCarthy, McConnell, Graham, my God, dude.
It's so easy to understand that gun laws that are created only restrict law-abiding citizens. Criminals will have guns. And what do you believe is the issue? Why can't the leftists on left see that? Or they do see it, they just don't give a crap what anybody thinks. They want the guns so they can have control.
I think it's because you know, it's like, you know, you know, and we always say it, you know, it becomes cliche, but you know, like a broken record, but it needs to be addressed, you know. You know, the drugs are illegal, et cetera, et cetera, and people find a way to get them. And so, you know, it goes along those same lines, you know what I mean? And they know that, you know what I mean? Like, common sense, which people don't always use it, and it's not so common. But I like to think that a lot of people know it, and they want to be intentionally just stubborn. They don't want to admit that we have a criminal problem. They just want to just say, oh, well, take the guns because that just sounds cooler. That sounds better. That'll make them feel safer. They don't want to come against the criminals because, well, you know, if they were to come against the criminals, brother, I think that they would have to – they kind of would have to stop praising criminals so much. They would have to stop glorifying them so much. So, you know, since they don't ever want to do that, right, then they have to go back to what they know, which is, no, we'll just say ban the guns because, God forbid, they actually come against the actual criminal, you know? You know, they can't let their, you know, they want to praise George Floyd. You know, they want to praise all the different criminals who do this and that. They want to praise the hate groups who burn down police buildings. So it's like, you know, they got to keep consistent with not condemning the criminal.
Right.
You know, it's a stubborn
for some reason
point.
These days, criminals are the victims and the victims of the criminals. It goes beyond me when I see police officers being ridiculed for doing their job when you got a guy running away, you got people armed, they're doing all these kinds of things, attacking them. Notice, I guess as an officer of the law now, you just have to take the beating or the shooting or the stabbing and then call an ambulance. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. You shot somebody, you're an evil criminal now. It's crazy. I guess they want the police in this country to be like the bobbies in the UK, running around with a little billy club and a taser. Meanwhile, the terrorists and everybody else have weapons. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
What's next?
It's just mind-blowing, you know. And when you see it, you're just like, I can tell, you know, these people are either just completely just ignorant or, you know, which a lot of them are. But, you know, I'm seeing more and more stubbornness, you know, just like, you know, people who they see the destruction going on. And I get people saying, you know, is it just that they just don't know? They don't understand? I said, no, they understand. You see gas prices going up. You know that it's Joe Biden. They don't want to admit it. Some people are that dumb. Some people are that uneducated. But I think the majority of them, they're just extremely just stubborn. They cannot admit they were wrong. They cannot admit Trump is the better man. You blindly hated him. He produced results whether you liked him or not. They can't just admit, okay, I was wrong. Joe Biden's a bad guy and Trump was right. You know, so, you know, a lot of them, it's the stubbornness. You know, it's the pride. You know, and pride comes before fall, as we all know. But it's that pride factor, brother, is exactly what it is.
Yep, and we know that one of the deadly sins is pride. You know, you just, when you're too proud, you get in trouble. It's just the way it leads to no goodness.
Yeah.
You know? What is it? Yeah. The current price of a barrel of oil is what I'm looking for right now as of today, because I want to see if it matches, you know, the price. Right now, it's averages $100.11. Still doesn't justify the price that it is right now. The high for the year was $123.70. It opened the year at $76.08. So, even at $100 a barrel, I could see maybe $3.50, $3.25. But it's $4.89 I'm seeing around now popping up. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, some people are talking, and I'm hearing them say things like, well, the only way we are ever going to do anything is if the people rise up. I said, well, they already tried rising up. What are you talking about? I said, didn't you see January 6th? It's not insurrection. It was not insurrection, people. That was a group of angry Americans that were displeased with the current people sitting in the chairs that are elected to represent them, felt they no longer represented them, and proceeded to go and remove them and instill a government that would represent them. It says it's our right, it's a right to the American citizen to do this.
And we all know that the majority of those who were causing the violence were not even our actual people. We saw that part. It was a complete coup. You know, it was a complete setup, and we watched it happen, and the people who were actually ours were there to peacefully protest, you know?
Right, and they aimlessly walked in the building. As the police at D.C. Metro opened the doors, and, you know, I guess maybe the State Park Police opened the doors and let the people move the barricades and let the people in, some people, a friend of mine actually, Audrey, from my area, had a flag on her shoulder. I believe she told me it was the Gadsden flag. And the door was held open, and they walked in, and she got in trouble. And she's in trouble going to court. And
for walking into a building that they let you, I mean, talk about
traffic,
the
door,
right?
And not only that, she's been working for, you know, a few decades of life paying taxes to keep that place open and available to the American citizen who has every right to go to the Capitol and get a tour of the building if they want. Okay, so they took their own tour when somebody opened the door and a crowd of people walked in, but I don't believe this is criminal trespassing, parading in Congress or whatever these crazy charges are that they're charging people with. But and that's what's happening, and it's crazy. Some folks just wandered in because the doors were open and everybody was going in. What do you know? She could have got there 40 minutes after the door was open for the first time. And by 40 minutes, the doors were wide open. No one was watching the doors. People were coming and going, walking in and out, in and out, in and out freely. So
yeah, it's like, how is it that people can get arrested for walking into a building that actual officers let them in, and the actual officers don't get, like, so the cops, so we're not gonna go after the cops, though, you know, who let them in.
Nope. Nope, it's a crazy double standard that we live in right now. I can't say the double standard that we live in right now because I've been witnessing it since the Obama administration. Roy, we've been on the air here at the Patriot Nation Radio Network for 9 years. We've been hollering.
Wow.
Open your eyes.
Wow.
Wake up. Come on. We've got probably 1,145 shows in the archives.
Wow.
The network has been strong for a long time, and like you said, sometimes it gets to be like preaching to the choir, and you lose some steam, and you lose some gas, and you get tired, because it's like beating your head against the wall. It's our own Groundhog Day. You wake up and hope it's going to be different, but it's the same thing. We're living the very definition of insanity we are all living. We all wake up every day, do the same things over and over and over again, expecting a different result, and here we are. We're all crazy, you know? That's what it seems like.
I
don't know.
You know, it's crazy, man, because you get people who see what's going on, and the worst thing about it, you know, and I have to say this here, you know, if you don't mind, the worst thing is when I hear other fellow conservative Republicans who say, oh, Mike Pence did nothing wrong. You know, there's nothing that he could have done. Like, yeah,
right.
He could have not certified a fraudulent election. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Are you kidding me? And then we got Republicans who people like Pence. And I'm like, what are you, like, the dude literally sold out our country. Like, it's not even just solely about Trump. It's about the fact that we voted and they undermined our votes. If they
right.
would do it with Trump, who else would they do it with? It's not just
right.
about Trump. It's about the fact
yep.
that we voted for an individual, period, and they completely undermined that, you know, period.
Yep. There's 2,000 mules out there. Hopefully they can start rounding some of them up and get some answers here. Dinesh D'Souza is a great person, and these guys that Mike Lindell and others that really wanted people to do their jobs, and they just refuse to do them. I mean,
yeah.
The evidence is there. Arizona and Georgia, they've absolutely shown, at least Georgia tried to do something with their voting system. Who knows? I think the next election is going to be scary. I think they're setting up the next pandemic for, I don't know if it's going to come out in the midterms or if it's going to come out in 2024, but I think they're setting it up. I think that's part of what this World Health Organization summit was, to strip the sovereignty of 194 worldly nations during a pandemic and leave the rights and decisions up to the World Health Organization and all of that kind of stuff, to me, is bananas. But I think they're setting it up. Somehow, some way, they're going to do it. It's a plan. I bet you there's a manual somewhere. They're sitting in a room somewhere right now going, listen to this little guy on Blog Talk Radio coming over. He knows our plan. Too bad he can't prove it. You know?
Yeah, dude. Well, the thing is, you know, I do agree, you know, and a lot of people, you know, they get mad, you know, at guys like Alex Jones and everything, and I'm not 100%, like, I don't, I haven't really taken a nosedive all the way into the InfoWars thing, but I look back at some things that Alex Jones has said and warned
yep.
the people about, and that dude's
yep.
been spot on. Like, love him
yep,
or hate
yeah.
him, he's been spot on.
He's
just
a little
about
over
everything
the top.
Right now, this dude's warned us about.
He was a little over the top and a little abrasive. I think if he went about things a little differently, he might have had a different result. But who am I to judge? Like you said, there's a lot of things he said that came to fruition, things that he predicted and talked about. And there's things, if you have half a brain and you research and you look into things, you too bring stuff to people that people don't know. There's plenty of things on Trigger Nation and Blog Talk Radio, Patriot Nation Radio Show, that we brought to the public eye that people were like, what? Huh, really? No. And it's the fact. And if you, because simply when someone says, well, there's a virus and it's going to kill millions of people, the first thing you want to do is maybe look into it, right? Start researching. I went feet first. I started digging into everything I could find as soon as they started telling me you needed a mask and this, that, and the other thing, and they were trying to steal our rights and closing everybody's businesses. I'm like, what? I never, like you, Royal, I never wore a mask. I have to wear it, not anymore, thank God, but we had to wear them at my job, and I got to feed the family. It was so killing me. I complained to management every single day. Finally, they took them off. But anywhere else in the world, I did not wear a mask until they said, well, you don't wear a mask, we're going to drag your ass out of here, like at the airport. So I had my Let's Go Brandon face mask and my FJB T-shirt on, and I stood proudly right in the middle of the airport where everybody could see me.
Did they ever say anything to you?
I got a lot of pats on the back and good going, and that was in Albany International Airport in New York. And people were, I got way more positive response. I almost got zero negative response in an airport in New York in the middle of the pandemic.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You actually went all the way out to New York. Wow.
I have family that lives there. We went for Christmas. And at that time,
I can hear the accent in your voice.
Yeah, you know, I come from Long Island, and it's a different place out there. It's a different place. We don't speak English. We speak something that sounds like English. It's not quite English, you know.
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you. Right on.
I'm going to sit down one day and write a slang dictionary, like. In New York, any word that starts with TH, that automatically becomes a D. Like those guys, these guys, them guys, and the other guys. And anything that has an ER on
guys
it
over
ends with an A.
I got you. Okay.
You know. And my friends here in Florida, they call me a damn Yankee. I was like, a damn Yankee? Yeah, because Yankees leave.
Now let me ask you now, how long have you been actually in Florida? How many years have you been
in? This year will be 20 years. November 3rd will be 20 years. I'm a Floridian.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
20 years is a long time. That's two decades. I think I qualify.
Wow.
Okay. I think I qualify as a Floridian now. I freeze in January when it's 72 degrees out. I'm freezing to death.
Oh,
I got a hoodie on. I got sweatpants on. I got socks on. And my friends in New York, it's like they're outside. It's 30 degrees out, and they got, like, a scarf on and a T-shirt. And they're,
yeah,
like,
man, I tell
72
you, man,
degrees,
you know,
there. You're
man.
I'm telling
well,
you,
well,
I freeze.
With me, you know, I'm born and raised Florida, man. You know, I get cold very, very, very quickly. You know, I tell people, you know, I get cold very, very quickly. You know, I start freezing and everything, man. And
my friends come down in February. They come down in February, and it's, 67 degrees out. They just left 10 degrees. So they're, like, in the pool going, aren't you coming in? It's beautiful. And we're sitting there with sweatpants, hoodie, bonfire, gloves. You know, I remember the first time when I moved down here and I woke up and there was ice on my windshield. I was like, what? I threw out my ice scraper. It's Florida. What? I couldn't believe I had ice on my window. But Brooksville, it's the coldest spot on the map. Every year when I look at the map, and they're showing the weather, Brooksville always gets the coldest. So here we are in the freezer of Florida. We get two weeks,
man,
where it's
no,
cold.
That's the thing. Like, it doesn't get that it doesn't get cold like that, you know, that often. But you know, because of our heat here, so it's like every day. Every day, man. It is like the slightest cold that it'll get, it's like super freezing. And it's like, God forbid, if I have to go, like I've had to go to like Pensacola you know, certain times of the year, and it seems like it's colder there than it is over in Orlando, man. Like, it's I don't know, dude. It's like a whole nother, like, city. It's like, did I just skip over to New York a little bit?
It's nice over in Pensacola. I like Pensacola. They have this street festival, like, this third Saturday of the month, every month, and it's amazing. Bands and DJs and food and art galleries and ice cream. It's really cool. We went there this year. It was neat. It was fun. I would say go.
Pensacola?
Yep. We made a little pit stop on our way home. We were going to we initially started out, we were going to go to the Naval Air Base in Pensacola to watch the Blue Angels and everything. They got a museum and whatnot because, you know, we're very patriotic and we love our veterans and we're teaching our son, you know, this is why you kneel at the cross and you stand for the flag. So that's what we're teaching them. And, you know, that's an important lesson. Everybody should teach their kids. And we were going there. But, so we booked our Airbnb and then we called the museum to get our tickets. And they're like, well, due to the pandemic and this, that, and the other thing, the museum and the airbase is closed. Oh, darn. We're like, well, we booked the place, so we went anyway. Made the best of it. You know, that's what you do. You make the best of every situation, think positively, and we had a blast. It was some of the most fun I've had in years.
Wow, man.
And
well,
it was with my wife and son.
You're going to have to invite me on the next trip, man. You know, I want to come out there with you.
It's nice over there. And you know, we did.
Pensacola that hardly that often in life at all. I never go to Pensacola actually ever.
we found a refurbished Airstream, and it was like $45 a night or something like that. It was like really cheap, and it slept all three of us.
That's
so
it.
We went and it was in like the middle of the heart of Pensacola in somebody's backyard, but they made it like a little campground with a little fire pit and, you know, lights and a tiki torch. You know, it was like a little slab of paradise in the backyard in Pensacola. But it was worth
very
it because
nice.
It's really nice there. And I would suggest folks go. And then you get in the car and you just drive for like 10 minutes and you're on Pensacola Beach. So it's nice.
Wow.
Definitely worth it. You don't need no stinking museum.
I like that.
So,
man,
folks, if you're in the area,
very,
go to Pensacola.
Very cool.
And then
we went to Alabama.
We went to Alabama this year. We went up to Alabama. That was the first leg of the trip. And we found this place called Nomad's Land. A gentleman who used to follow the band, the Grateful Dead, all over the country in school buses, eventually, you know, health reasons or whatever, for whatever reason, stopped following the band everywhere. And he had a bunch of buses, so he converted these buses into, like, really cool rustic campers. And he placed them out on this land in the middle of nowhere in the mountains of Alabama. And they were really cheap, like $45 a night. And it was awesome. It was cold. You know, the shower was outside, outdoor shower thing they had. You know, it was closed off. Nobody could see you standing out there in the middle of a field. You know, it was a closed off thing, but it was outdoors. And they had porta potties, and there was no real bathrooms. It was really rough, and the phones didn't work, so we were just out there in the mountains of Alabama with no modern technology. It was good. And I would go there again.
That's pretty awesome.
I didn't want to leave.
I don't know if you knew me at the time that I was traveling for work. I was doing a different job at the time, but I was in a different city every week because I had to drive, you know, so they pay us for mileage and everything. And you know, I would go to Alabama. I never been to our No Man's Land though.
Yeah, nomad, like a nomad, the nomad of the mountain.
Nomad. Okay, I'm sorry. Nomad. I heard you wrong. Okay.
Yeah. And just Google it, Nomad's Land, Ottala, Alabama. It's amazing. And they
you know, man, like, speaking of that, there's so many fun things that were just like, you know, I like to go on trips, man. And, you know,
I like to go to concerts, you know, before they got woke, I would go to the games. I like going to shows, you know, we'll go and see stuff on stage, whatever. And say so much of that was ruined. First it was they were all closed in 2020 because of COVID. Then when they started opening, it was well, you can cuff them and we're going to open, but we're only going to open up half the day and only half the capacity can come now. So we're only going to have tickets for half of what it would be in the arena. Then they said, well, we're going to open fully back up, but you got to wear a mask and be vaccinated to come in here. Like, dude, come on.
Yep. I never got that vax. I ain't getting the vax. And if it means I can't go nowhere, then I don't go nowhere.
Yeah, I'm not getting it just so I can have temporary fun. You know, temporary fun. You know, it's like being a drug dealer who gets a bunch of money. You know, it's like what Denzel Washington says, short money. It's short money.
Yep.
It may be a buck cold right now, but it's short money. Why? Because you're going to end up either going to jail or losing your life to it.
Right.
You know, if you don't cut it out.
That's it, and it's really
so
scary.
Short money. Yeah.
Short
you know,
money.
Maybe back some money. You may be able to get 10 grand in a short amount of time and be balling, shot calling, but it ain't going to last long. It never does.
Right. I like going away the way I'm going now. I work hard and earn everything I make. And it's all legal,
sir.
And it's all straight.
Yes, sir.
And
you ain't
got to
live
taxes.
Life over your shoulder and doing all of that. And you ain't got to worry about all that.
And I pay taxes, and they put my tax money to New Green Deal bullcrap, and it drives me crazy. I think they should have on a tax form, we should be able to allocate our own taxes where we think they should go. Should we put it to green energy, or can we put it to coal and natural gas, production? We should be able to send our tax money to our schools. There should be a checklist of things we can send our tax money to, so we're not paying for it. If we're against it and we don't believe in it, we're not paying for an abortion.
Yeah, because it's our money. It's our money, and they're legit.
How guilty does that make me because they take my money and they pay for abortions with it? Am I guilty over that? Does that put me in harm's way? I got to pray over that all the time, you know, because I don't know.
I don't think because, I mean, you know, it's like it's not, you're not doing it voluntarily directly. So you're not choosing to make me go there. But they're going to be held accountable for doing things like that. They're either going to be held accountable here on earth or they'll be held accountable when the good Lord deals with them, you know? Either way.
We know what the good Lord says about hurting the children, so you might as well just put a millstone around your neck and jump in the water.
Yeah, seriously.
If that's what it says. That's the Bible verse, you know. If you're going to hurt the kids, you're better off just sticking a millstone around your neck and jumping in the water because that's bad news when you hurt the kids. But,
yeah,
you know,
dude, like, they are the most innocent among us. You know, the Lord said that over and over and over and over again. You know, Jesus said it over and over and over and over again. And the thing is, you know, it's like, don't be messing with the kids, trying to indoctrinate them, trying to get them to hate their parents, hate their country, hate this, hate that, trying to,
hate themselves.
You know, hope. Yeah. I mean, trying to coerce their minds into being gay or trans or whatever. You know, you're going to sit there, you're going to mess with these kids' minds so much, they're going to be so screwed up in the head. You know, we don't want these kids committing suicide and things like that, man. You know, the left, all they say is, you know, that they are anti-bullying, anti-bullying. What they're doing with these kids is indirect bullying. So they're not telling them you have to be this way, but they're coercing them through certain language and this and that and another thing. So they're just
to make them think
them.
That it's okay.
Yeah,
it's perfectly fine.
And they're pressuring them. And I feel like pressuring, you know, is still a form of bullying. It's how I see that. You know, I don't know if that's how you see it, but, you know,
But, you know, I feel like if you're trying to pressure somebody, it's child abuse and it's bullying. You know, it's the exact thing that they say that they're against.
What I don't understand is, do they want to push this stuff just because we hate it? Or do they really want to push this stuff because that's what they're into? Are they doing it just to spite us because they know it drives us crazy that they should be teaching these kids this stuff? Or are they really backing it and they really believe it? I think maybe it seems that they're leaning more towards it's on purpose. But, yeah, I think maybe a little bit of both. You know?
Well, and then these parents. Well, see, these parents, man, you know, God is really going to deal with them for that. And, you know, and another thing, in addition to that, these are parents, man, that have been giving their children over to the modeling agencies and over to Hollywood, knowing full well what many of these agents and managers do with their kids. And they've been doing it for forever. You know, it ain't nothing new, Mark. You know, and I know that. But
I've seen there was large protests out at Disney this year. Do you know that I've been hollering about Disney for a pretty long time? In fact, there was a video a while back. It got to be 3, 4, maybe 5 years ago now. This guy, he's in that ride, It's a Small World After All. And he pulls the little craft off to the side, and there's a house up on a hill. And he goes in the house up on the hill, and he goes down into the tunnels. He goes, this is where we grab kids most of the time. They grab them here, and they bring them through this tunnel. Like, really? And how, you know? And because, thank God DeSantis is now governor. Yeah, there was a video where he went down in this tunnel, and he said, this is where it is. This is where it happens. It was crazy. I couldn't believe what I was watching. So, but we have DeSantis, and he cut off their protection from governing themselves. The reason you didn't ever hear about this stuff is because they have their own law enforcement and laws and things going on inside Disney. So when this happens, yes, ma'am, we'll investigate. Oh, sorry, we couldn't find them. We'll keep it. You know, then the missing person report goes out, blah, 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 blah. They make this big thing like they're trying, and they're not doing a thing. And you never hear about it because they have their own laws. But DeSantis killed that this year. He's a great man. I'm so thankful to live in Florida. Amen.
Me too, bro. Me too, brother. You and me both. Believe me. You and me both. Believe me.
You know,
I've been waiting for Disney to be, you know, I had a buddy of mine, and he would be laughing if he heard this, this podcast and me talking the way I'm talking with you right now. The reason I say he would be laughing is because he told me years ago, talking 2015, 2016, you know, and, you know, so he's telling me about all of this stuff about Disney, and I'm just sitting there, you know, his name's Will. You may see me post some stuff with him in the future, but, you know, he's a buddy of mine. He would tell me about all that stuff, and, you know, he told me about, you know, all the different things going on, you know, and I was like, well, you know, and I used to look at, oh, Will, you know, Disney's fine, dude. You know, you gotta get out of the jungle with all those crazy YouTube videos. And just over time, you just see stuff that you can't deny, you know. And I remember calling Will one day, and I said, man, I'm sorry I didn't take you more seriously, you know?
Well, they got those guys walking around in dark shirts and khaki pants. They're all over the place, and they're the ones, you know? They're the underbelly. There's all kinds of stuff out there pointing fingers at these people, and it's scary. When we were in this trip to Alabama, we were hooting and hollering already about Disney. And my wife says, hey, look, 108 people arrested for sex trafficking and child trafficking at Disney. 108 arrests back at the end of April. We went at the end of April, beginning of May, to Atala, Alabama, in Pensacola. And 108 people were arrested in Disney, at Disney, for sex crimes and child trafficking, you know, sex trafficking crime. 108.
Yeah.
And it's not the first time they arrested
more
a bunch of people.
Nowadays, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and
I'm just like, at what point does it not snapped in people's heads, like, whoa, this is a Disney problem.
And then when you hear
stuff like
this. I'm
getting more and more people telling me, oh, it's not Disney, you know, it's just a few people. I said, that is such horse crap. First of all.
When these crazy people out there going, I'm not a pedophile, I'm minor attracted. That is a mental condition. To even think that in the first place, that that's not normal.
Yes,
minor attracted. That's what, listen, when, now listen, I'm not one to judge. I got in trouble a couple times speaking on this on the air. And people said, well, you support? No, I do not support the homosexual community, but I do not judge. Whatever you do to make, as long as you're not pushing it on me or the children, I don't care what you do when you go home at night, as long as you treat me respectfully and kindly.
Yeah, whatever you do when you go home is what is your
is
business.
What you do.
Don't be, you know, as long as you ain't messing with the kids at home, you know.
Right. Yeah, or me, or put, you know, I mean, I'm not walking around saying, oh, you need to be with a woman. I'm not pushing that on you, so don't push it on me. But you want to do what you want to do, that's fine. But I draw the line on things like, well, grown men should be allowed to, if they feel like a girl today, to go into the girl's room and use the girl's bathroom. No. I what? So my friend Ed, he's in Greenville, Carolina, and he calls me up. Holy crap, you won't believe it, Mark, that in Greenville, South Carolina, Target, they're letting men into the ladies' room. So I call live on the air, Greenville, South Carolina, Target.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I was wondering, we're down, you know, the Target I hear there is allowing men into the ladies' room if they feel like a lady today. Well, sir, you'll have to refer to the new store policy. Well, I just want to ask a question.
Okay, sir, I'll try to answer it.
Yes, I was wondering, if I came into that store and my name was Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. You know Billy from ZZ Top with the big beard, 6'5", tall guy, plays guitar, ZZ Top? Yeah, I know them guys.
Yes, I know them.
Well, I was wondering, if I was him and I felt like a girl and wanted to go into the ladies' room, would you allow it?
Sir, you'll have to refer to the new policy, the new store policy that we put out today. You heard it here live, folks, on Patriot Nation Radio Live. Greenville, South Carolina, Target allows men in the ladies' room. You heard it live here on Patriot Nation Radio. The guy was like, what? Click.
And you put him right there on it. It's like, blast him for that, man, because that stuff's disgusting, dude. You know, and they're doing that stuff, you know, to, you know, like, I think about our daughters, you know what I mean?
If I was the store manager, I would have been like, hell no, not in my store. I don't care what the law is.
Yeah, dude. Like, that would have been the day. Like, y'all just going to have to fire me, bro, because I will not, I will not be with that. I will not be with that. Y'all just going to have to fire me.
Yep. There's no way. Nope.
Because I would not
you know,
be complying with that.
And if I was, like, sitting there, you know, I'm hanging out at the Walmart, and a little girl goes into the bathroom, and 12 seconds later, some grown man follows in behind the little girl, and is strangers to me, I don't know who they are. Sorry, but I'm going in there after that grown man and saying, "What? Excuse me, sir, what are you doing in here? You cannot come in here.
Dude,
well, I feel like a girl, but I don't give a crap. You could feel like a hippopotamus's ass. You're not going in there. You know, it's our duty as citizens to stand up for each other, you know, when others won't.
Yeah. And we have to stand up for the kids. Like, if we don't stand up for these kids, like, that is our number one duty above everything. That is our right. This is our job and our mission from God himself. We have to protect these kids above everything. The kids are not just our teacher. They are the most innocent. They are God's most precious creatures. And we have an obligation. We have to protect them. Period. No exceptions. None. No exceptions whatsoever. At all.
Agree 100 million% with that one.
they're the ones, because they are the ones that take the torch of liberty from our hands. And it's our duty to be able to hand them a free country. If, you know, I hate to be looking at my son's eyes right before I pass away, and he asked me the question, Dad, what was freedom like? How do you answer that?
Yeah, I don't want them asking. We want them to be able to continue the freedom that we were able to pass over to them, not them having to lose it before they ever even knew what it was.
Dad, what does the Statue of Liberty stand for? I mean, it's just there in the harbor. Why don't they take it down?
Yeah, seriously.
What does liberty mean?
That would be so heartbreaking of a story to have to tell your kids. No parent should ever have to tell their kids that.
You know? And
no parent should ever have to have that conversation with their kid on why, you know, like freedom was gone or what freedom was. They should be able to experience it.
Amen.
They're supposed to be able to experience it, you know?
So here we are, 9 years. Here's Trigger Nation. Here's everybody else. Our good friend Jonathan, he's out there still doing his thing. George Colella,
yep.
The Godfather, still out there doing his thing. The real patriots
right.
are out there. My good friend Pastor Jack, I don't know if you remember him from our event, but he opened up our event out there in the farm with a prayer. He's running for Congress.
Yep.
He's running for Congress out
right
here in my district. So we're pushing for Jack Martin, Hernando County, District 12, I believe he's in. They redistrict him to District 12. And if you happen to still be in District 11, ladies and gentlemen, our friend Laura Loomer will be running in District 11, Hernando County, Florida. So either way,
yes,
if you're still in the District 11, you get Laura Loomer. If you don't know her, it's hard to find her. They kicked her off everything. But she's running.
Yeah. If anything tells you about her level of patriotism, she got booted off. If that tells
everything.
You about her level of patriotism, you know what I mean? Like, so she's that much of a patriot that she got booted off.
Everything. Everything. LinkedIn. I mean, everything. She can't go nowhere.
Dude, she couldn't even... Dude, they legit banned her from, like, having an Uber account. Crazy. PayPal.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
That's like so unconstitutional when you crush somebody's pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness in such a drastic manner. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That the law enforcement agencies would allow such drastic violations of people's normal, natural, God-given, constitutional, protected rights. Laura Loomer, folks, District 11, Hernando County. If you're in District 11 and you're within earshot of this show, that's your candidate that you want to vote for. I remember Laura Loomer out at Nancy Pelosi's house with the pictures of Angel Family's children and four or five illegal aliens jumped the fence at Nancy Pelosi's house and was playing soccer on her front lawn with pictures of
yeah.
the Angel children. This is patriotism at its finest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love it, man. Because, you know, all they do is destroy our country, and then they get on TV and they want to blame guys like Trump or DeSantis and say that they're hurting our country. It's like the very ones who are destroying our country are accusing the heroes of doing
yep.
what they're doing.
And that's how
you know
it is. If they're accusing you, if they're accusing you of it, that means that's what they're doing behind their back.
You know, I see Joy, what's her name, Joy Behar on The View yesterday. You
Joy
know, a buddy of mine sent Yeah, exactly. And so she said, you know, my boy sent, you know, he sent me a video. He says, hey, did you see The View yesterday? I said, I don't watch that trash. He goes, well, let me tell you what Joy Behar said about you. I said, about me? He goes, well, not about you specifically, but about black people. I said, what did he say? He goes, yeah, she says black people don't own guns, and maybe Republicans will start caring about gun control when black people own guns. I said, dude, I own several. Is she freaking nuts? I mean,
yeah.
not only was that racist to say, but that was extremely ignorant. But that's
yep.
what the left does. they say they make all the racist statements and accuse conservatives of doing that when it's they themselves that are doing
it. She hasn't looked up in Chicago at the 1,600-plus shootings this year up in Chicago, and 90% of them are black-on-black crimes. That means that most of those guys, black guys, have guns. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The ignorance is really bliss. So we're here in the last few minutes of the show. Do you have any websites, events, anything you want to plug real fast?
So, you know, people can always follow me, you know, on my Facebook, you know, Royale De Niro. You know, follow me on, you know, on TikTok. That would be at it would be at Trigger Nation LLC. So at Trigger Nation LLC on TikTok. I'm on Twitter as Royale_De Niro, and I'm on Instagram Royale_De Niro, RoyaleD-I-N-E-R-O. Yes, sir.
Excelente. And we will be trying to put together a constitutional rally here in the Hernando County area in August. It's going to be in June. But I believe they're going to send it off into August, so they have plenty of time to organize it and get some good powerhouses in on the stage to speak. So when we have full details, Royale, I'll let you know what the full details will be for our, I think more or less it'll be a gun, anti-gun control, constitutional carry, pro-Second Amendment rally. So that'll be sometime in August we're pushing for. So when everything, with all the details come through, folks tune into Patriot Nation Radio Show, and we will put them out there and look for it on Facebook. We'll be getting ready here real soon to put on a really big event.
All righty. Well, I'm looking forward to it, bro. I can't wait.
All righty. God bless, my friend.
Thank you for bringing me on here, man. I enjoy talking to you, man. Like time just flew by. I literally thought we were only talking for like 20 minutes. I just realized it's been a whole hour.
Yep. It happens a lot on this show. You know, I have guests, well, I can give you 15 minutes. And the next thing you know, I'm like, well, we got to wrap up the show. What? Happens a lot. All right, thank you again, my friend, and keep up the good fight. Love you like a brother, and we got to get together here real soon when we cross paths.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Peace, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Royale De Niro. Search him out on Facebook. He's doing great things. A real patriotic American soul who loves God, loves family, and loves country. God bless you, bro. I'll talk to you soon. And ladies and gentlemen, that leads us here to the end of the show. I'm running late. This is my good friend Dave Bray. This is his version of the Star Spangled Banner. We close the show with the Star Spangled Banner. We'll probably get cut off live here on Blog Talk Radio. But here you go. It's Dave Bray. It always comes with a commercial. Star Spangled Banner. And you can find this version at DaveBrayUSA.com. It's on Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. It's out now. Also, merchandise and other music. And all his tour information is right there, DaveBrayUSA.com. This is the Star Spangled Banner. So God, let's change.
All right, folks, until we meet again, it's the Patriot Nation Radio Show Live, signing off. Take care.
Remember him, change.